Welcome back to the only show that pound for pound is lighter than the large morning show in the afternoon. It's the Carney Show on the Big 550 KTRS.
When criminals in this world appear and break the laws that they should fear and frighten all who see or hear, the cry goes up both far and near for underdog.
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 Underdog. Speed of lightning, roar of thunder, fighting all
the power of thunder. Underdog. Underdog. Underdog.
Wow. I've never heard this.
It was a great show.
Boy, we're showing our age, aren't we?
Oh, always a lesson in culture. Slam and Sammy sounds along for the Thursday Music Club. How are you, Precious?
Fabulous.
Yeah? And yeah. Played forward's going along well before we get to some local music. And I got some national music news and the passing of someone who I really enjoyed. But I don't want to start with that. We'll get to it in a bit. But let's talk about Play It Forward and the busy little week that you've had thus far.
So. Well, first, I'd like to start the show, if you don't mind. I want to just say shout out to my web designer, Davis. It's his birthday today.
Okay.
And we met just randomly at a bar.
Imagine that. You met
great
a guy
story.
At a bar. What are the chances? It would be like me ordering a meal at a restaurant. Sorry, go ahead.
Anyway, we met, and he's just been a very dear friend. I love him very much, and he's done so much web work for Play It Forward, and I couldn't have done any of this without him. So thank you, Davis, and much love and respect
and happy birthday
to that young man. Okay. Where do you want to start?
Say it was his birthday?
It is.
Okay.
Today.
Yeah, let's talk about our drummers on the East Side, shall we?
Okay, the big delivery was tomorrow, thanks to you and the Carney Kids
already.
Foundation. Yeah, that was tomorrow. Yesterday. Did I say tomorrow?
You did twice.
Oh, my gosh.
Actually. Couldn't wait for that drink until 2 o'clock.
No, it was yesterday. And oh my gosh, it exceeded my expectations. So we pull in and the kids don't know we're coming.
Where? Let's set this up.
Kip Inspired Academy, off Jefferson, Ohio Street. And of course, I'd been there previously. So we have all these boxes in the back of Kevin's car and we're loading them into the gym. And here comes one of the students and he looks at me and he recognizes me from before. And he sees me with this big box and his eyes get really big and he goes, "Are those drums?" And I go, "Oh, no, man. That's a box of t-shirts, man. I go, I'm just bringing t-shirts." And he just kind of sunk in his face. And I said, "Will you carry one of these boxes?" So that was kind of fun. And then a few minutes later, all the kids came into the gymnasium. And as soon as they saw us and they saw the boxes, it was like Christmas.
And these are kids in a drum line who have been playing on paint buckets.
They've been playing on those buckets that you get at Home Depot.
Paint buckets.
Yes. And it was a really profound moment once the boxes were all opened and they pulled everything out and they lined it up. I kind of looked over to the right and all the buckets were lined up. It just looked like the past already. It looked like just the dead zone.
Right.
And I can't explain enough how excited and appreciative and beautiful the whole experience was. And it was so great, and I was able to talk to him a little bit, and I let him know that they are worth this, and that they're talent, and they're valuable, and even though they didn't know that we were talking about it on the radio, and they don't know you, and they don't know musicians in St. Louis, that we do support what they're doing, and it made him feel really, really special and really good. And it was fantastic. And we've got, we took a lot of video and a lot of photos, but we have a little audio. I think Josh has it.
Did you hear that? Did that make sense? They said, "Thank you, John Carney."
Is that what they said?
Yeah.
That was very nice. It wasn't me. It was the foundation. It was Carney's Kids. And Kara was the one that really kind of pushed me in. She did the first contribution and said, "Well, cheapskate, what are you going to do? You're going to step up." So, we did.
So
thanks to the foundation and everyone that supports us that we're able to do stuff like that. And did you tell them that they don't get this stuff free? They're going to have to come in here and perform after they get comfortable with their drums.
We talked about all of that. And I mean, to watch young people's just, I mean, their shoulders went up, their chest poked out. I mean, they were just so pride and so excited. And listen, those were Yamaha drums. Those were Pearl drums. It's not cheap stuff. And they really understood the value of what was given to them. And they were very respectful and so grateful. And we should all feel good knowing that that really does change their lives. It's a ripple effect. They go home, they tell their parents, they tell their mates that they play with outside. It's just a feel good. And it was just wonderful. I would do that every day.
I'm happy for them, but let's move on to our next project. So what do we need?
We're still really needing those violins. Orchestrating Diversity is launching their summer program. They have so many more kids that signed up. And they teach these kids string orchestra music all summer. They provide their lunch and their breakfast. They get all these kids at the Lemp Arts Community Center. And they're there all day. And they're there and they're learning. There's like 25 students. It's fantastic. So if you have a violin laying around, of course, any band instrument, or if you're interested in renting an instrument for our scholarship program, please let us know, because that's going to really kick off as the school year starts up again.
Playitforwardstl.org. And fundraising efforts always going on by you and by the musical community of people doing concerts and saying, hey, this is a fundraiser for Play It Forward. Any of those coming up to mention?
Definitely May 31st at the pageant with our friends at School of Rock. I'll tell you, last year we raised, they gave us $5,000 off of that show. Yeah. So that means they raised 10 because we split it. So it was a huge amount for Play It Forward, and we were very pleased with that. You can go to School of Rock or thepageant.com and look up tickets for that.
Okay. Good deal. Well, congratulations. I don't want to bring us down in this little love fest, but I don't know how familiar you are with a band called Hot Chocolate.
I am familiar. That's from a long time ago.
The 70s.
Yeah.
And we've got one of their tunes here. This was one of my favorites. Little ditty called You Sexy Thing.
I believe in miracles.
1976 is the number four song in the country. And still gets used in commercials and stuff all the time. I read in the news today that Errol Brown, the lead singer of this band, passed away yesterday. 71 years old. What I didn't know until I read the story this morning was the band actually got their start when John Lennon, yes, that John Lennon, heard their reggae version of Give Peace a Chance, and he got them signed to Apple Records. And then they came out with, among other things, that song right there. But Errol Brown, dead at 71, and just wanted to recognize his talents. I didn't mean to bring everybody down, but there it is. All right, music a little closer to home. You always turn us on to some of that. So what do you got?
One of the greatest voices in the St. Louis area, in my opinion, Randy Shanks. From Echo Trace, also of Divide the Empire. You can catch them on the St. Louis Rib Fest, which has been moved to St. Charles area. Did you know that?
We're playing there.
Yeah. Are you? Oh, good. What day?
I'm playing there with Wizard Island on Monday at 12:30. And as soon as we finish, 30 minutes later, Oh Brother will take the stage and we'll play another set with them, and then that night we'll play, Oh Brother, we'll play at the Wine Bar.
Sam, Ribfest is being held in John Carney's backyard. And you asked him, did you know that Ribfest?
It'll be the first
St. Charles?
30 plus years of playing drums. This will be the first gig I have ever driven to in my golf cart.
Wow, that is close.
This is how seniors rock.
Party at John's house.
That's it. We take our golf carts to musical gigs. Yeah, over 40 bands over the 3 days, 4 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday and Monday.
Yeah.
All local, right?
Uh-huh.
Yes, all local bands. So Echo Trace or Divide the Empire will be playing on Friday, May 22nd. And I believe they go on from like 5:30 to 6:45. I'm a huge fan of this guy's voice. This is something off their new album that will be coming out sometime this year. And it's a great track. It's called Old Framed Mirror.
Yeah, we'll walk so many miles in a year. Yeah, you're thinking that time we'd get it clear. And I refuse to let this life slip away.
we're only remembered by the words that we sing. I keep looking at this love in a frame mirror. Oh, how tomorrow finally sheds light. I keep looking at this love in a frame mirror. Tired of telling my best friend the last goodbye.
Echo Trace. Ooh, I like that.
I knew you would. He's brilliant.
I like that.
Playing, yeah, good stuff.
My Backyard, Rib Fest. They'll be out there on Friday. We're playing our shows out there on Monday, but stuff going all weekend. stlewisribfest.com. Also, their Facebook is probably even better for information.
For the Rib Fest?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And you can check out Randy at echotracemusic.com. Good stuff coming up for that weekend. And you have a lot of shows. That's going to be fun. You'll be tired.
Yeah.
You could probably go back to your house and take a nap.
I'll be exhausted. I'll be in a sling by Tuesday. Terrific. All right. We can get one more in. What do you want to do?
Something new from Kevin Bilchick. This is off the new album, 13 Stories Tall. You can catch him June 5th at 8 p.m. at Stone Spiral Coffee House in Maplewood. You can check him out at kevinmusicinfo.com. And this is a great track. It's called Play Your Blues Away.
All right, and playitforwardstl.org for more information about how you can help out with Play It Forward and Samantha's efforts. And everybody else, again, congratulations on all your fine work.
Thank you so much.
And,
thank you.
We're going to take a week off because I'll be out Thursday and Friday next week.
Oh.
Okay?
Okay.
Just didn't want you to hear it on the street. All right, let's go out with Kevin Bilchick. It is 1:41.
Always thought always made the worst of things, despite what I was taught. The only thing I ever found that didn't feel that way was grabbing this old guitar, playing my blues away. I would pick up a song of sorrow, pick a little song of joy, sing about tomorrow.
There's your music club. Let's see how things are jamming roadway-wise. That's Maren watching traffic. Edward.